The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Mr. Jeffrey Peters, Peter Jeffrey, I should say. Today happens to be World No Tobacco Day. So all you smokers, they take a break today. World No Tobacco Day, Tobacco Education and Prevention Program, Tobacco Control Unit. Good afternoon, Mr. Jeffrey.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listening audience this afternoon.
All right, so welcome. So tell us about this No Tobacco Day. Is this one of the new ones or has today always been World Tobacco Day for many years?
So World No Tobacco Day is not something new. It's actually one of the World Health Days. So World No Tobacco Day is celebrated on May 31st every year. It's recognized on May 31st. So it's a day to bring awareness about the dangers of the tobacco industry and tobacco products and how it affects the individual and what we can do collectively to address the health impact of the usage of tobacco-based products.
Well, some people
and to protect and safeguard the health of the public.
Well, some people would say by now in 2024, if you don't know the dangers of tobacco, something is wrong. So what sense does this day really make? And how do you really, who are you catering to? Who's your target audience? People who are smoking or using tobacco?
Well, so this year, every year, there's a theme for World No Tobacco Day. And the theme for this year is protecting children from tobacco industry interference. Yes?
Right, the children.
And so the target for this year would be children, and specifically we're looking at the issue of vaping and how vaping impacts the youth, because often at times there's this perception that vaping is safe, and it's a better alternative to the traditional cigarettes, which is not the case, because vaping in itself comes with its own set of health complications. Right. So this is what the focus is for us here. At the Ministry of Health, in terms of this year's observance of World No Tobacco Day, we're looking at the youth and how vaping impacts the youth.
Right, definitely. Well, in terms of the vaping, you see the teenagers there vaping. Vaping has become, well, very popular. It's also very pretty. The packaging is pretty. The marketing is very, pretty and out there and all these social media and so on. So how do we reach the young people in terms of telling them not to vape? And in terms of, a lot of the young folks who do vape, are they buying it or are their parents buying it for them? How do they get to vape? I can't see my teenage son vaping without me knowing.
So interestingly enough, as you raised those points, the Ministry of Health, we had a youth symposium, a national symposium last week, Friday, on this very same topic, on the issue of vaping. And so we would have educated the participants who came from the secondary school settings, from community groups. We also had teachers there at a forum. And we would have highlighted what are some of the deceptive tactics that the tobacco industry and vaping companies use to influence young people into making them curious about their products, one, and then having them try the products too. And they have been very successful in that endeavor. So we really wanted to highlight how the tobacco industry really influenced the youth and some of the tactics and tricks that they would use. For instance, one of the things that they would do is use those very attractive, appealing flavors in the e-cigarettes or the vapes. So they use things like mango and strawberry and apple. And those things really play on the mind of the youth because they often associate these flavors with things that they like or they enjoy. For instance, like the actual fruit, or it could be as candies. So something that they're familiar with and they can make an association with that they see is enjoyable or pleasurable for them. So that's just one tactic that the industry uses to kind of get the youth to, buy into their product. And there's so much more, I'm not sure if time would permit us to go more in detail, but that is just one of the tactics that they employ to attract the youth in using their products.
And for parents who don't know what vaping is or what a vape looks like, can you explain it?
No, vape, these devices has evolved over time. They were once very bulky. Now they come in various types of shapes and sizes. Some of them look like pens, pencils, they look like erasers. So to the naked eye, the parent may not be able to detect what actually is a vaping device because they conceal it so well. But one thing about these devices, they are battery operated. They are either battery operated or they're rechargeable. And they often are accompanied by e-liquid. So those e-liquids could be in those tiny little bottles. So if you see the bottles with the e-liquid associated with any type of electronic device that does not really align with what you know are to go with their school supplies, that could be an indicator that there's something else that they have there that may not necessarily align with the regular school supplies. Because as I said, they can resemble flash drives, pens, pencils, etc.
All right. So for those parents who don't like to check their children's, you know, belongings and like to get your children out of that privacy under your roof, well, your children could be vaping, causing more harm than good to themselves, and you would not know.
Exactly.
All right. So what are some of the ways in which you are able to bring, or you attempt to bring awareness on not only this day, but every day, but especially today, since it's World No Tobacco Day? What are some of the ways you're going out there to reach that particular demographic?
So there's a few ways that we already do so. One is through our outreach. So we do lectures in school settings. We also do community outreach. We have one specific program that focuses on tobacco and vaping. It's called the Adolescent Ambassadors Against Addiction. So basically, it helps persons who, or students, I should say, who smoke or vape, help them to quit. And it encourages the ones who don't smoke or vape to, you know, remain that way. So not to engage in that activity. And we also help them to replace that bad habit with healthier habits. So in a nutshell, that's basically what the program is about. And several schools would have benefited from this program. We also have services that are provided through the Tobacco Control Unit, through the National Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention Program, and also through the Health Education Division of the Ministry of Health. These departments focus specifically on these type of outreaches and specialize in tobacco education as well and prevention.
Do we have a problem necessarily with vaping in the schools? Are children vaping in our schools?
Yes, it's actually one of the most prevalent issues that we are seeing right now. And this is not just in Trinidad and Tobago. This is globally. We have seen an increase in the popularity of these devices throughout. And one of the reasons for this, we can associate it with that same perception that vaping is safe. That's cool. It's something that you can do recreationally without any consequences, you know? Mm-hmm. And that perception is our own perception. And we're trying to get persons away from that and have them understand that these are some of the dangers associated with using these devices. One potential danger is addiction. So these devices could be very addictive because of the very high concentration of nicotine that's in some of the e-liquids. And the concentration tends to be much greater than what you would find in cigarettes, the traditional cigarettes. So there in itself, you have one issue arising, in addition to the complications that are associated with vaping as well.
Uh-huh. All right. Of course, folks, if you just joined us, we're talking with Peter Jeffrey, right, head of the Tobacco Education and Prevention Program, Tobacco Control Unit, today, World No Tobacco Day. And can it be said that this vaping or these vapes can lead young folks onto, you know, to bigger drugs, like wanted to smoke marijuana, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, that you see, if you the research would show that persons who vape are more likely to become smokers of cigarettes as well. Mm-hmm. Because once you start vaping and you require that hit of nicotine, what is the next source of nicotine that you're going to get that's similar to a vape? You'll have to go to the traditional cigarettes. And now smoking cigarettes has a whole nother side to it in terms of the complications that would arise. So you have things like tar, for instance, that is in a cigarette. So when you inhale that, it blocks your arteries. And it could result in a whole lot of different complications. You have complications of the heart, of the lung, cancers of the body, vision loss. Any women, you may have stillbirths. So the complications are far and wide ranging when it comes to these things. That's why we really try to encourage people not to smoke, not to vape.
All right, but I'm wondering, like selling cigarettes to minors are illegal, but what about selling vapes to minors? How do the minors get these vapes? If you're under 18, how can you get a vape in the first place?
Well, you see, it seems like that, and it's a regulatory gap that exists. And it's something that we are aware of, and it's something that we are looking at addressing in the future. So just as how the tobacco industry is regulated, there's no vape, no advertising, no smoking in public places, things relating to that. Those things are specifically related to cigarettes. But on vaping, on the other hand, that's something that, you know, we are paying very close attention to, and you will be seeing more information in terms of what will be expected in the future from on our end in addressing those issues.
Okay, so a young person can go out and buy a vape?
At this time, yes, it's something that is possible.
Okay, right. Okay, well, hey.
However, through our education and awareness campaigns that we are running, and something that we do continuously, we highlight the dangers of using these things. So they are well aware and well informed in terms of what they should or should not do when it comes to vaping devices.
I think we had to go back to the old school boy, you know, back in the days that had the frying pan with the egg. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions? No? Something like that. Yeah, boy, vaping. Well, like I say, it's very popular. It's very pretty. Are you on Instagram, TikTok, all the mediums where the young folks frequent?
So what they can do, they can visit the Ministry of Health, Trinidad and Tobago social media pages. There are resources available for persons who smoke. You can access those resources. One particular resource that is offered by the Ministry of Health through the regional health authorities are our smoking cessation clinics, smoking cessation or stop smoking clinics. So basically, these clinics offer services to persons who want to stop smoking, and these services are offered free of charge to the public. So they do things like counseling, they do behavioral therapy, they do specialist referrals for persons who may require pharmacological interventions. That's something that we are working on to have available at the clinics as well. But in the meantime, those services are available to the public, and persons can access their services by going on our website, look for the areas in which they are located, and make contact. So just to give the listeners an idea in terms of where these clinics are located, we have Superior, Vancouver, Indian Walk, Arima, and Komuto. And these cessation clinics or stop smoking clinics are located in the health facilities within these areas. So it's a service that's free to the public. Quit smoking, they can visit these clinics and make an appointment and start that process.
All right, so thank you very much. Well, all the best in your fight and your plight, sir. Today, World No Tobacco Day 2024. We've been speaking with Mr. Peter Jeffrey, head of the Tobacco Education and Prevention Program, Tobacco Control Unit. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.